Stop the show.
Immediately.
Vic, are you in there, Vic?
I am. Vic? Of course I'm in the house, y'all.
What's cracking, everybody? It's PMS. Yeah. We're on the air. We're just getting started here. We're at the BJ's.
There we go. Round of applause. We're live on location.
Hello. It's good. It's good to see you all. Now, BJ's is a known brick-and-mortar establishment that it's not going anywhere. That's why we're here.
Hell no. Delicious beer, fantastic pizza, the pizzuki.
Various Monday, Thursday nights. We've been here all year. But we've had our own pipe dream, and it started last week, and it involved Vic the Brick. And opening because Downey has a new initiative to keep the
Whittier.
Restaurant. Excuse me, Whittier.
Vic's home
has a new. That's right.
602.
a new initiative to keep the bars and restaurants open later at night, all the way until 2 a.m. We have brainstormed Tim Cates, and he wants it. Gets the credit for.
Got to put skin in the game.
The name Be the Bambrews.
Cheap-ass Kate's got to put skin in the game.
And we thought of all kinds of different things, you know, like a bunch of guys sitting around after a night of drinking and pipe dreaming the restaurant they're going to open and what it's going to be like. And
25 years ago, the end result would be a trip to Tijuana.
That's
is how
right.
this conversation ends.
Yeah, and if we're on the East Coast, just to drive down to Florida.
That's right.
But the truth is, we have been talking about it and developing our, and since we do it on the radio, our ideas are sometimes developed and backed by stupid rich people, like our friend here, our hedge fund Ryan.
King of the algorithm.
That's right. Yes, a round of applause. That guy runs a hedge fund.
He got a big brain, an algorithm, and he makes billions.
Right, or idiot chefs who are like, I'll give up my whole life and fly out and be your chef, you
Done.
Know, because people are fans of great sports talk. So, not that the
Great
idea
sports talk.
Was taking shape, because it wasn't.
Sure it was.
I'd really rather kill myself with a butter knife, honestly, than work in a restaurant ever again.
You don't mean that.
After 30-plus years of my life working in. Anyway, the point is.
You were scouting locations with us, P. You were like, no. Not on Painter.
Well,
we got to go Greenleaf.
Painter was bad.
We can't go Painter. You were getting invested, too.
I have terrible news.
You got to go Greenleaf.
News?
You got to go Greenleaf if you're going to put. You know, an establishment
Vic,
like that.
I'm starting to.
Go Greenleaf.
Listen to how excited Vic is.
I made the mistake of saying Downey, since that's where the BJ's we were at last. Today we're in Orange. We're talking about Whittier. So we're in the general area, right?
No
Sorta.
Doubt. No doubt.
But the point is, Vic, and this is big news, I'm starting to doubt the fact that you even live in Whittier, Vic. Because look at this, Matt.
What? What?
I'm going to read this text on the Secret Textoso line brought to you by Chevy.
I don't know if I'm ready for this. We still have 3 hours left. We're giving away Clipper 4-packs against the Raptors all show long. We're giving away the Home for the Holidays package today.
We are your show for crushing news.
P, I've been living in Whittier for 20 years. How could that be?
Well, I guess you don't go outside those four walls. Close it in, getting bigger, Vic.
What happened?
I don't know if it's chemotherapy or what's keeping you in.
What kind of crappy excuse do you have, Vic?
BS excuse, chemotherapy.
Yeah, screw chemo.
Yeah. You better get out and drink. Vic, this came on the Secret Textoso. P, I've got crushing news. I live in Whittier, and there is already a poorly reviewed sushi restaurant on Greenleaf in Uptown Whittier called Bamboos.
Oh, B-A-M-B-O-O-Z-E.
Of the grass of that is bamboo.
I know. Truth is stranger than fiction, and then he sends me the Yelp reviews. Bamboos. I mean, now look, if there was a Bamboos in Claremont,
we'd be okay.
We'd be like, yeah, we're Be the Bamboos. Bamboos is over there. This is on the same street. They would sue us, and we'd have to get Sweet James
involved.
How
about this? Now that I'm thinking about it, P, this could be a blessing, actually.
This is a terrible.
It's not ideal.
This is a terrible.
I recognize
terrible
that it is not ideal to have two word plays on the word bamboo on the same strip of Greenleaf in the same town.
How much would you hate sitting on a board with Matt Smith? Doesn't even take 5 seconds to react to the, here's what we're going to do.
Here's how we're going
to. We're going to reposition.
Here's
we're
going
to get our guys. We're going to flank them to the
because
left. And we're going to flank them to the right.
Our man Ryan has already said he'll be our money man. We've got
wow.
our money man.
I
he's right there. Look
hear.
At him. Thumbs up.
I cannot wait
Thumbs
to hear
up.
This solution.
You remember what Sony.
I mean, people say we don't come up with new stuff on the air. I mean, my God, we're trying to open a restaurant on air.
On air.
On air.
We're spitballing.
New stuff, my God.
And the great thing is you just get a random textoso from someone saying, I'll be your head chef, and it's like, you got it.
You're
in. You're in. You're our chef. Guys, we have a valet. We've got a host. We've got a chef. We've got a bartender who says he's a brewmaster. We've already got all
people
of these things.
People to train the
your father
the service.
He's going to train the staff.
Sony did what, Matt?
What did they do? They undercut Zenith and RCA so they could get into the TV market back in the early 80s. That's what they did.
I don't want to pay this guy.
We're going to undercut him is what we're going to do. Get a free beer with a burger. Bam. What is it called? Bamboos has no chance with what we're coming with. Think of all the marketing we got, P, this radio show.
It's a sushi place.
They can't touch us.
It's a different concept.
Here in the shadow of the 57 and 22 freeway where we are, you don't see across the street a restaurant called EJ's. I mean, we can't do this.
And if there was, it'd be the place where you could stay the most calmest.
Exactly.
That would be
it
the theme of EJ's.
Either you get shot and you live, or your friends don't get you to the emergency room on time.
I'm trying to be optimist. I'm trying to be Officer Optimist, and you're right, P. This is a terrible development.
We can't undercut them. That's what you had for us?
I mean, I was thinking, what if...
Free food?
No, think of
We're
all...
We're going to go under right immediately.
What do they have? They've got a clever bit of wordplay. We got a radio show, and it's not just Be the Bamboos, it's Vic the Bricks.
All right, you know what?
Be the Bamboos.
Right.
We've got Vic to be the greeter out on the street, out on the pavement.
Matt is 4 years older than me, yet he is like the 20-year-old on the board here, like all excited, like, it's no big deal. I'm going to ask you.
I hired someone to write a jingle. We're good.
Vic and Matt, I'm going to ask you a series of questions that I want you to answer yes or no to.
Who in this triumvirate knows about the restaurant business, huh?
Vic.
You, me, or Vic? Who's had a lifetime of experience in the world of restauranteering?
P, you've been hands-on for so many years in a restaurant. You know every nuance of the restaurant business.
Let's just keep this simple. Before we start talking about giving away free food. Okay, and undercutting.
You get a free burger?
Yeah.
You whatever. Get a free burger?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course, you're clapping for free food, you mooch. All right. So, let's start with saying...
That would be prize hooker Tommy, by the way, who was applauding the free food.
That's right. Is it on the same street that we were going to open our restaurant?
Cates, can you weigh in here?
Is it
on the same street?
It says it's on Greenleaf.
I'm going to go with yes. It is on the same street.
That would be one of the main drags of Whittier, of course, is Greenleaf.
Does it have a very similar name?
Unfortunately, it does.
Yes.
It does, but it's a totally different concept.
I'm with you, Vic. We're going brews. They're going booze.
They have 40 beers on tap and karaoke. That's exactly what we were going to do, guys.
Vic never does karaoke. Vic is not known for singing to entertain. We didn't need that.
Vic, how could this restaurant be in your town and you never saw it?
How have you never been to Bamboo's?
They
Vic?
Serve sushi. You're basically a Japanese guy. Certainly your wife is. They have
You know, it's funny because you call it
karaoke.
Sushi. Yeah.
You love to sing. Everybody knows you swill beer morning, noon, and night.
Can I ask a question?
Mm.
I've just stumbled upon something in my mind as I was working my way through this maze. And you know I operate a little bit slow. I'm a step slow these days. Tim Cates is a God-fearing man.
Yeah,
he is a devoted Christian that goes to church service every single Sunday.
I think that's a little bit of a mischaracterization.
Trying to put the pressure on here. So I will put a bit of pressure on him. Not saying that Tim Cates does not have the creative juice to come up with Be the Bamboos. But as we were talking about procuring a spot on Greenleaf in Painter and working through this on the air, and about 10 minutes into that conversation...
You think he poached it?
I'm wondering.
Oh,
Cates,
wow, that is a hell of an accusation. That's
Cates,
a hell of a
were
thing
you
for
on
you.
Yelp, and were you looking at the locations that might be open until 2 a.m. as we talked about this story for a good 15 minutes when you weighed in through your producer's communication tools that we ought to name our restaurant Be the Bamboos?
I do have a degree from UCLA, so I have to think I'm pretty smart. Maybe
you are.
Smarter than the average person.
You are.
But I'm not that smart to actually look on...
Okay.
Google Images. By the way, next to Bamboo's Sushi and Brewhouse is a place called Four Bricks. So now we got a place with the name Bricks next to Bamboo's.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
My God, we're screwed. Now, there is one measure of completely evasive action that we could take.
What can we do?
The John Papadakis evasive action when a new restaurant moves into town.
What do we do?
You go over to that restaurant. You get a menu so you can look it over. You take the menu back. You look over the menu with your staff. and you go to the pet store and you buy 100 mice, okay, and you let them go in their kitchen. You get a suitcase full of mice, and you open it up in their kitchen, and you say, go!
I got it. If only we knew someone.
You like that one, Vic?
If only we knew someone.
Very creative.
Who bred mice and dressed them up.
Oh, yeah, we got Craig.
Exactly. We got Craig.
You're not here today. It's Bert.
No, you know why?
But he's because a similarly he's old engineer.
Breeding them mice. We could borrow the mice from Craig.
They say we're not fresh and new, Matt. We are the freshest and newest.
Just when we found our money man, too.
We can't borrow the mice. The mice are, once we, it's like a balloon.
Once we let them
once
go.
You let it go, the mice is gone.
Well, then, when Craig is engineering our next event, we know the house will be left free. We can steal the mice.
You took my prize mice.
And all of their outfits.
You didn't take the budget mice.
We took the prize.
But that is the John Papadakis restaurant evasive action moves into your town. Now.
So are we out?
It's very important to buy the menu and look the menu over and study it before you release the mice into the kitchen.
Do we believe that?
I have an update for you, though, by the way.
What do we got, Kate?
I'm on Google Earth right now and okay. Images. It's a two-story, like, little shopping mall area. You could actually get the place right above it, which is a law office, and really confuse people.
And lord over them.
Or go right next to them or right across the walkway and get rid of this burger.
Do we
place
really want
right
to have
there?
A beer place upstairs?
Here's what I'm
people
saying.
People falling down the stairs and we're liable for that?
They're not going to navigate stairs.
Salient point.
Burgers and beers does not cater to folks that want to go upstairs.
And if we release the mice, you know they're going to walk a cow up those stairs.
Certainly.
Because cows can't go downstairs.
Now we're stuck with
a cow. And then you're
cow.
Screwed and now you're going to get the cow craned out of there. Damn it.
Is it over?
I think
we're going to surrender this easily.
I think our dream
and
is
this
dead.
Sucks, what is, too, because there's a parking lot right across the street with public parking.
We could have another Vic the Brick-themed restaurant.
Ample.
It just can't be called Be the Bamboos.
Ample free parking. It's just say a very
got,
light 1-2 punch.
We got Longsword and Longsword.
Oh, we could call it cool. the idea of the
that's
bar,
cool.
The idea of the bar I was going to open across the street. Hidden resentments.
Hidden resentments. Your father gets credit for that one.
Yeah, I like
we don't have to pay off Tim Cates anymore.
I like hidden resentments.
Let's cut somebody out of this mix.
Why is this name Hidden Resentments? You see that place across the street? F them. We were going to be a celebratory place with karaoke.
Now, when I hear bamboos and I think about karaoke, I mean, I'm thinking raw fish and sake.
That's what they have,
sure. Right?
40 yes. Beers on tap.
Yeah, but that's an afterthought. They're not going there for beers on tap. Do you
they
ever
got 40 beers
do you
on
ever
tap.
Go, do you ever go to get sushi and say, I'm going to get some craft beers and sushi?
I would really love to bring Matt with me when we start the construction of Be the Bamboos while the other businesses come by and say, like, hey, you know there's this place named Be the Bamboos.
Never heard of it.
Hey, listen, let me reason with you. This place is beer's not even their thing. Matt, we just
Bamboos, Sushi, and Brewhouse Grill. How are you going to do sushi and a Brewhouse Grill?
It's America.
That's ridiculous.
It's a crazy fusion.
You can't, right, Vic?
Yes.
Would you ever eat sushi at a place that also is known as being a Brewhouse Grill? You can't do that.
Forget
sushi about
here
it.
At Beaches.
No. Sayonara. Sayonara.
Sashimi plates, yeah.
Goodness. What a great idea.
I know, right?
I love that idea.
We're going to try to get over this tailspin.
What the hell, Vic?
It hurts to start the week with crushing news. But, Vic, I really wish you would have just been like, there's already a place.
I've been there. It's
right
Bamboos.
On, right there on Greenleaf, uptown, y'all.
To me, there's no competition. Once you install yourself.
I don't think that's the case. I think
Vic,
you were just
I'm
completely,
the eternal optimist, and I am now looking
you
at their
yourself,
wall of 40
you,
beers.
Look at those beers.
Look
and they're
that.
Very, very clever-looking neon sign.
And look, they celebrate the Dodgers. Ooh, I wonder who else would do that.
Yeah. I mean, we do have Vic. All right, we got to start spitballing.
We have
Vic. What other Vicism do we have?
But
that we
Vic's
can...
not like a doll in the Pirates of the Caribbean. We can't just prop him up there.
Sure we can.
One of those crazy cardboard cutouts. I mean,
how did we start this idea in the first place? We're going to make Vic our greeter. He's going to do the updates from there in a sweet glass cage.
My man, I told you it's bad feng shui to do the radio studio left of the bar. I told you to put it on the right.
How do we
stage
make,
right.
How do we make bongs out of bamboo?
It can,
that's
be
the
done.
Market right there.
That can be done.
Vic's Look, bong. Yeah,
that, Vic was very quick with that response. I can do
yeah,
it.
Way to get ahead of the whole weed craze, Cates.
Yeah.
You're really ahead
that
of it.
That hasn't passed you by.
Yeah, let's
jump
open
on
a
board.
Bong store.
Jump freaking chronic taco.
Yeah, okay, Cates. Thanks a lot.
Be the Bamboos. What a stupid idea, Cates.
Matt was really excited.
We were scouting properties.
Matt came today to BJ's with a table crummer and a wine bottle opener. Like, you know what? I'm just going to get my feet wet. Just, you know, go a couple table to table, see what's going on.
That's what we're doing. We're going to get the money from Ryan here. All right?
Honored and humbled, Ryan.
We're going to buy him a beer. We're going to invite him to the studio. And
Ryan,
we're going to get him to be our money man.
We're so glad you showed up. You got like $2.5 million. You can just flip to us real quick so we can bury this sushi place.
That's exactly how I said it. And you know what his answer was? I do. And he said, I hate sushi.
There we go.
Oh, he said, buy the sushi place. Buy them out.
So we take their taps.
We take their taps. You see rename these? It. See, that's why we need the billionaire hedge fund.
That's what you need.
Algorithm
that's
guy.
That's how you well, think, man.
No offense to Matt, who got a great job. But, you know, like that's like a guy like LeBron or anybody. You know, like I'm worth $1 billion. I want to make movies. It's like, all right.
Okay.
Hey, hire George Lucas. He'll make a movie for you. Hey, George. What do you say? Sure. You got the money? Yeah. Well, what do you suggest that's reasonable? You know, that's what that's.
Buy him out.
Money is power, Matt.
Right? He's a guy that can write the check.
Hey, we can't do a whole show downtown. Why not? Well, there's streets. There's people. We'll buy the street for the night. Well, what do you mean? Right, just throw some money at it.
You can buy anything you want, son.
Exactly.
Everybody's got a price.
Ted DiBiase was right.
Bamboos. What's it going to take?
Love it.
Vic, you begin the negotiation. You plant the nefarious seeds, Vic. I want you to go into Bamboos, ask them if they're for sale to name their price.
Speaking of nefarious seeds, this we is got the now. I can't.
What?
Some guy just texted.
We worked this out on the air. So, it's what makes this. Listen, these are the grassroots that will make our restaurant and brew house a success. People will say, we were listening,
Adam,
when the idea was birthed.
This one is inappropriate. Yeah. So right after I say it, I want you to start the show.
Have we gotten all the details of the show out of the way? Because we stopped the show. We never started
it. We have to start it, yeah. Have to start the show. But I just want to say this one word. It was
we can start in the next segment?
We're starting right now.
Okay.
Just real quick. Arson. I don't know what's wrong with people.
More financially viable.
I don't know what's wrong with people. We know a lot of firemen, Matt. Say, what do you...
Say, I see your restaurant burned down now, did it? I'd be willing to make a purchase. Sweet location on Greenleaf and Haley.
I'll be scouting.
Well, looks as if somebody put a fire retardant tarp on the taps before the fire was lit. They won't stand in the way of our dream. Not that sushi place.
Damn it.
Terrible sushi.
First, you have two choices. You either take the check or we'll burn the MF in place to the ground. You choose your path.
Here's another terrible text. Ditch the name. Call it Vic's Chemo Cabaret. That's not.
Yeah.
There's not enough people that have gone through chemo.
Crazy. It's crazy.
Listen, sweetheart, I had a long day at work. Let's go somewhere where I can be entertained. Have you tried Vic's Chemo Cabaret?
We got that crazy chemo, y'all.
Yeah.
You want that good chemo?
Is it eradicates disease? We eradicate your bad vibes. I'm Vic the Brick. I would know. You know what? I feel like we're not going to run it. Excuse me. Help me.
You know what? You're right, Matt. We should just go to break.
We will not run in. We will not run into any resistance. With a restaurant having the same name as Vic's Chemo Cabaret.
No one's going to try to take it from us.
Nationally, we can make this a thing.
Very unique.
There will not be. Jesus. So what's happening today on the show, besides our dreams of Vic's Be the Bamboos?
I don't want to do anything else. Hugo's here.
What did he offer up in this whole conversation?
Not much.
Mr. McKim is here, my eighth grade teacher.
Yeah, how about him? Did he give us anything?
Yeah, he gave us some.
Not much.
We'll be right back with more PMS.
I think Hugo's a Packer fan.
I don't know. I don't know. What make you say that?
I don't know.
We'll be right back with more. We're gonna write this ship, but it is hard to get over a shock and an emotional trauma like that.
That is terrible news.
So true.
Terrible news.
We'll work through it.
We will work through it. Maybe it's a blessing.
In disguise?
Maybe they're ready to get out. And it's all just they're ready for us. Turnkey. Sometimes you think you want to tear that thing down to the studs, P. And
you think that guy's
you have your
here?
Own vision for a house, and then you find something that's turnkey, and you're like, oh, whatever, I'll just move into this one.
Think that guy's on the 605 right now, like, I'm going to make him an offer before they leave. Come on down to BJ's in Orange. You don't know what you're asking.
Yeah, nah.
You don't want. We are at the BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse Outlets at Orange.
Finally!
Right off the 22 at City Drive. We'll be here until 5 p.m. Giveaways available here only. We have got four $50 gift cards to BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse.
Four.
Don't
That's
even
$200.
Don't even think about it. Don't you dare.
Matt doesn't want you to spend it here.
Don't spend it here like that guy right there did in Downey.
He wants you to come back tomorrow or
including
tonight.
Including tip.
And spend it.
Ryan, don't give him your ticket. Why would you do that?
Why do you do it?
Strife and discord is what you cheer for on this show.
Nobody likes a prize hooker.
We also have seven four-packs. Seven packs of four tickets to our invite-only exclusive event at Knott's Berry Farm Thursday from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m.
And
close
you know how
the
much.
Park down.
We love Knott's Berry
Farm. Love Knott's. Thursday night, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., four-pack of tickets to go to Knott's. Our sister station, MyFM, doing their big holiday party there. You could be part of that when the park closes down to only Friends of My. I believe that was the name of a song way back when. If you're Friends of My, then you're friends with...
with Vi.
Vi, exactly. We'll be giving those away. And on the air, you know what? Let's do it right now. Let's go caller 20, 866-987-2570. Four-pack of Clippers tickets against the Raptors tomorrow.
Skin that smoke wagon.
Your Western Conference Player of the Month, Tobias Harris, and the Clippers battle Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors, one of the biggest matchups of the season. Raptors only come to L.A. once to take on the Clips. Go see the man you hope is in a Clipper uniform next year, as a matter of fact. Kawhi Leonard, Tobias Harris, Clips v. Raps. Tickets available right now for as low as $20. It is tomorrow at 7:30 right here on the home of the Clips. AM 570 LA Sports. We'll do that right now. Caller 20-866-987-2570.
Wow. Just pulling trigger like that. Oh,
man. A lot of giveaways today. We're going to do quite a few of those four packs.
Just skinning today. That smoke wagon?
Skinning it all day.
Come on down to the BJ's at Orange. We got all those giveaways. We got a nice crowd of people already here. We got an open bar that you have to pay for drinks. But our,
but it's open. It's open.
Our annual Veterans Radiothon will be held Wednesday from 11 to 7. It is your chance to help a hero this holiday season. Proceeds benefit in the Dream Center in L.A. There are great experiences that you can get with your donation. It's going to be a wonderful event. Justin Turner's going to be all over it. Find all the information and the details at am570lasports.com. So we're really looking forward to that. But right now, we're at the BJ's in Orange, and it's time for some minor sports stories and great sports
minor
talk.
Sports stories for great sports talk.
Mail.
You got it,
man. I got it. Jeff Mail,
today,
receiver.
I love Jeff Mail, and I miss him. Today, Matt, humbly, not fashionably late, I'd like to think right in the middle, the Papadakis family. And by Papadakis family, I mean my wife and my two children.
My wife!
Immediate family.
Sent out 176 Christmas cards. To 176. Thank you, lucky recipients. And it's a beautiful thing. There is at least two people in this room that I know are going to receive those cards. And it is not Hedge Fund Ryan, although we could arrange something financially.
Especially if he's the money man that's going to back Be the Bamboos when we buy out
like
Bamboos Sushi and Karaoke.
Like I said. The kid that's wearing the 35 jersey, pretty sure it's not for me. No, no, it's all right. Oh.
Turns out it is.
You're going to get you're gonna get it, too.
You're going to get it.
You're going to get a Christmas card,
You're going to get it. You're going to get it.
Matt is going to get a Christmas card.
I'm going to get one this year. Sweet.
And so is Gail McKim, my eighth grade teacher. Not you, Bert.
What the heck does he know about Christmas?
You're too old, Bert.
Yeah, Bert, you might not make it to Christmas. I don't want to waste the paper on you.
And not you, Hugo.
Horrible.
Sorry, Bert.
Look, I hate the Packers, Hugo. Can't do it. I'm kidding. I just made that up. But 176
That's
Christmas
a lot of cards.
Are you a lucky recipient?
If you're not, must suck to be 177.
That's right, man. A couple people got cut this year.
Cates.
I was like, you know what? F that guy. Now Cates is in.
He ain't sending out cards. Why are you sending one to him?
That's a good point.
If he ain't going to support the post office and the card companies this holiday season.
I think that's a fair point.
Yeah. Call the wife right now. Pull the Cates card.
We got to get your arm in the mailbox.
If it's too late, I'll just return it unopened to you, P, when it comes.
Oh, whatever. It's all right. But I didn't go to that. I didn't use my own mailbox. I went to that big ass, you know, the one that looks like a R2-D2 kind of. You know, I went to that mailbox where it has like the nose, the anteater nose that you stick. Because too bad he'd put a mile down. 176. 176. Correctly put the stamp on there and
you
everything.
You did that?
No. But I was.
What did you do?
I saw to it that
what
it was done.
What was your contribution to the Christmas card season?
Put them in a mailbox.
You did. How'd you get them there?
A truck.
I'm saying, just did you have a satchel? Did you have a sack?
No.
Did you have a bushel?
Use my own hands.
Your own hands.
My own two.
176 of them.
Big ass hands, dog. All right, another story, everybody.
Minor sports stories for great sports talk.
You're out.
Patronize me. What was that?
Start again.
Dolph?
Matt didn't hear it.
You say Dolph?
Minor sports stories for great sports talk.
That's what I was distracted by. Doug?
Dog.
Dog.
This is real quick. And then I have an NFL thing that you need to celebrate you with. Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Oh, I love when we can play this song.
Isn't
it never
awesome?
Gets old.
Never. I have a neighbor.
Don't you know this is the finest group ever to come out to Baja?
Don't you
Michael,
know?
Michael, no, we can't play this anymore. I love it.
That the Baja man.
I love the Baja man.
Couple of the greatest guys. Yippee-yi-yo. Really one of the worst songs of all time. However, my neighbor
plays it on a loop.
No. They have a nice little lawn in front of their house, and they have a sign on the lawn because people walk their dogs around. And the sign is shaped like a dog, and it says, please don't let your dog pee on the lawn. I don't have a dog. I don't pee on their lawn.
You just puke on it.
No, I never puked on their lawn. Puked in the bushes down the street of
Where?
A public school.
What kind of public school?
Preschool.
Oh, what do you know? Those kids won't play in a pile of puke.
No, they won't. It was out in the front.
It was outside the gated area.
The point is, it's a sign shaped like a dog that says, don't pee on this. And just randomly, as I was getting into my Chevy Silverado, I saw a woman walking two beautiful greyhounds. You know, like when you see a lady that's got like a cool-looking dog, you're like, wow, look at them dogs. You know, the dogs are so skinny with a little skinny head and all. And the dogs are striding up the street. And one of them just raised his leg and peed all over the sign of the dog that said, please don't pee on this lawn.
That's pretty sweet.
And I was like, damn.
I'm going to pee on that.
I was like, wow.
I think of your sign.
I was like, that is some real insolence. You know, it's like, I was like, you know, I went from, wow, what a beautiful dog to, oh, no, he didn't. Oh, right on the sign. Oh, damn. Not only did he pee on their lawn,
but
right all over the sign that says, please don't pee on it.
Good for that dog. Put a sign up. Dogs can't read. Everybody knows that.
How will you teach the children to read if they can't even fit in the door? I got another one, everybody.
Minor sports stories for great sports talk.
Now, Matt, I don't know how you felt last night.
I missed it. What you said?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Play it again.
Minor sports stories for great sports talk.
Suffocate?
Suffocate, Matt.
Suffocate.
I don't know how you felt last night. Look, I grew up a Bears person because my dad loved the Bears because he was convinced that both George Halas and Mike Ditka were Greek, neither of which were. But we grew up rooting for the Bears. I cut ties with the Bears somewhere around Tressman. I just couldn't
it's
do
good
it.
Good time to do it.
Couldn't do it anymore.
Good time to do it.
But as we all know, the Bears wound up for like a good quarter and then just with an iron fist just crushed the Rams' nuts. Just combusted their testes on live TV in front of everybody. Just blew them up. And more than one person was excited about it, I'm sure. A lot of Bears fans all around the country. Matt used to be a big Bears fan. Now he sings a different fight song. You could...
Chargers!
Been rooting for my whole life.
And you can all understand why Matt is singing a different fight song. But my father, who's not paid by any NFL team to root for anybody, got extremely excited last night during the game. And instead of doing what I usually do, which is just delete the texts in bulk and never really read them, I thought if I read the sequence of texts that he sent to me throughout the game.
Throughout the Sunday Night Football game where the Bears D just dominated and made a mockery of that Ram
offense. It was interesting. It was almost like Jared Goff forgot that his legs grew strong and he had those spindly little deer legs again.
It did harken back to two seasons ago.
2016 Goff. I will read the text in order on the secret text also line from my father.
The secret text also line.
Sold out to Chevy.
The Bears of old! 3 exclamation points.
Right.
That's the first text.
Okay.
Second text. Al Michaels says the Bears-Rams is not a shootout. He's right! It's a suffocation!
Oh, good one.
That was his theme. And then he writes, 15-6. A real football score. To me, they're all real scores.
They do count the same.
Because they happened. So whatever the score is, if it says it on the ticker, 99.9% chance that score.
The 54-51 Rams-Chiefs didn't get him going like 15-6 did, huh?
Exactly right. The fourth text, he is reiterating, not a shootout, a suffocation. The fifth text, reiterating again. None of these are responded to.
You did not reply to your father.
Still haven't. The Rams wanted a shootout. The Bears gave them a suffocation.
I think he wanted to provide you with some content for today's show. The Rams were suffocated in Chicago last night.
The last one is in all caps.
Okay.
And says, that's how football should be played. And that is it. Now, it does harken back to a story from my childhood that's how football should be played. The definitive, there's only one way to do something. And it reminds me of when my older brother and I ordered a pornography VHS tape to be sent to the house through the mail. It was summer, so we didn't have to risk being at school, speaking of the mail. But we stood there like linebackers every day for about 3 weeks, waiting for the mail to arrive, only to have it intercepted by my father. And he watched it, and he told us, this is not what love is all about.
And?
He kept the video.
So what you're saying is suffocation. When this is how football is supposed to be played.
He speaks in definitives when he gets really excited.
And you go to that house for the Rams Chiefs, and he's jumping around and freaking out.
We found the tape 6 months later. I would imagine if he had this one on a VHS tape, the tracking would be all screwed up from the rewinding of the suffocation.
Watch that again. I was listening to our radio station on the way home last night. We played that Sunday Night Football game on AM 570 LA Sports.
Oh, yeah. Great call.
And they played a highlight from the 1985 NFC Championship game between the Rams and the Bears. The 85 Bears, perhaps the greatest defense ever, knocked them out 24-0. We've talked to Eric Dickerson about it before.
Maybe the greatest Rams team ever that year, yeah.
That had they had anybody besides Dieter Brock, who could not even see over the offensive line, they very well, he believes, could have beat those Bears. But they played the highlight from the fourth quarter, the Dieter Brock strip sack fumble, Wilbur Marshall scoop and score.
Unfortunate.
Wayne Larrivee on the call, play-by-play, Dick Butkus doing color. And as Larrivee...
That did not last long.
...describes Brock getting hit... the ball coming out, scooped up by Marshall, would you care to guess the contributions of Did Butkus and what they sounded like in that moment, knowing the Bears? A man who was one of the all-time great Bears, and his teams were terrible throughout his entire career.
I would imagine it's a series of grunts.
Screaming, bah, da, yeah, Wilbur, bah, da, for 20 seconds while Larrabee's trying to get the call out, and Buck is just screaming, get him, yeah, well, bah! I mean, grunt after scream. It was beautiful in the moment.
Do we have it?
I don't know if we have it or not. It was played on the Sunday Night Football. I don't have it. I was just doing my best to share that with you, what I listened to, thinking of, like, what we make fun of regularly on the Bengals broadcast, whoever their color guy is,
well,
or
color,
Scott Zolak on the Pats broadcast that you've heard before.
NFL color guys have trouble relaxing while their team's making a play.
Even the great Dick Butkus got excited in that moment and started screaming and
yelling. I would imagine that he didn't have him and Art Donovan's broadcasting career is probably about a parallel in length.
Not even a 16-game season. They lasted 14 games.
More on the Rams loss coming up next. The Petros and Money Show is live. From the BJ's in Orange, we got Clipper tickets. We have gift cards. We have at least four freeways, really within like 7 miles. We have a great thing going on.
Butkus won the NFL championship as a Bear, your father informed me. He would know.
Who doesn't know that?
I don't know. I thought he was on terrible teams. Maybe that was just Gale Sayers that was on a bunch of crappy teams then. I guess Butkus got there in time for them
Sayers
to be great.
Sayers did his knee, Matt.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ditka was a tight end.
He was.
You got that going for you.
Great tight end.
And Doc Blanchard.
Right.
We'll be right back.
Just gave away a $50 BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse gift card.
We got that, and we have four packs of Clippers-Raptors tickets for tomorrow. See Tobias Harris and the Clippers battle Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors in one of the biggest matchups of the season. You know, tickets are as low as $20.
What?
Tip-off is at 7:30 on the home of the Clippers, AM 570, LA Sports.
We also, Pete, today have the Home for the Holidays package to give away.
There's a lot of stuff to give away. There's only one person that I don't want to win it.
I don't think we're giving away the Home for the Holidays here.
You
that will
call
be
in from
on
here.
The telephone. You can call, and you will have a head start because of the delay on the AM band, which is why.
I mean, only one person in the whole city, Matt, not one person in this room. One person in the whole city who happens to be in this room. We got
right.
A lot of giveaways, and the Home for the Holidays is one of them. We got a huge, huge package, well, stress, because it's just bursting at the seams. Because there's a Southwest Airlines air travel round trip.
You get that.
There's no hidden fees there, low fares, transparency. Matt loves Southwest.
Love it. Fly it on Wednesday night.
An Amazon Alexa to spy on you while you're at home and record all your personal information.
I was thinking it's a way to communicate with your loved ones far away through a video call or maybe share you the news. You can play all the music.
If you like Bezos touching himself to the sounds of your house, then fine, man. Put that thing right in there.
I was thinking maybe we spin the positives for this thing here.
You're right. It plays music.
That's right. It does. So gives you the news.
My kids go up to it, and they say, Alexa, play the poop song. And Alexa goes, okay. And it goes, poop, 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 poop.
Sweet, right?
Poop, poop, poop.
Who doesn't want that?
Poop, 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 poop. And I'm like, wow, I'm really glad we plugged this thing in.
Darn right.
Taught the kids how to make it work.
What else we got?
$200 Burke Williams Day Spa gift card. Now, that is positive because I love a stranger touching me.
Again, I don't feel like you're selling this.
We're trained, I mean, stranger's hands.
Sure. What's wrong with a stranger touching you? It's in the right places.
Sometimes if you sit on your hand long enough and numb
stop it,
up, it, and then you touch yourself.
We also have a $100 gift card.
Stranger in the bed.
Just straight cash. $100 gas card.
That's, you know, the straight cash is good, but it's also intimidating to have that much money in your pocket at one time.
BJ's.
You know, don't spend it all in one place. You know what I mean?
BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse has provided
us you want it.
With a $100 gift card
don't
as well.
Don't spend it here, lest you be like that freaking.
And a $100 Barry's tickets gift card
well, that thing
will be included
pure,
as well.
That thing's pure as the driven snow, my boy. Barry, two things. Number one, my father's wrong.
Don't do it.
Corrections
don't do it.
And retractions.
I tried to just keep it off the air.
Matt
he sent me a note that said 63.
Matt can't just be corrected by a gray.
I just remember it was one of my Uncle Frank's great laments that Dick Butkus deserved the championship and the Bears did him dirty
and
by
Matt's
never
right.
surrounding him with enough talent.
Butkus never won a championship with the Bears. Matt's right. My father's been corrected and humiliated.
He sent me a thing that said 63. I sent back. He got there in 65.
Now he's been publicly humiliated.
Look what he sent back to me.
My father's mistaken about the history. Though he still is a staunch Bears fan and loved what they did last night to the Rams. Now, another corrections and retractions. Just to be fair, the Ram game was not on 5-7.
It's not. I don't know where I was listening to the Westwood One broadcast that we normally carry.
On Sirius.
That's what it must have been, yeah. NFL channel on Sirius.
And you must have heard a commercial with us in it. Maybe our barbecues galore.
That's probably what it was.
Or something like that.
Exactly right.
And it is funny because last night, Fred Rogan of the Rogan and Rodney show, who I work with on Sunday nights, had a man in place because it's a local game. He had a man in place
in Chicago,
Steve Levitin, a producer and a camera and a whole deal. And after the game, he got that mic in Todd Gurley's face. And Gurley was good. You know, he answered
questions.
Oh, he was? Oh, yeah, he was
all right. Even after the loss?
Was not pleased.
Didn't get them touches?
And he misunderstood something that Steve Levitin said. Because Levitin said, yeah, you know, they were trying you guys all over the place. And it just looked like you guys were stumped. And certainly they did look stumped offensively. And Gurley looked up and goes, man, you're right. I felt like I played like a skunk. And I was like.
That made national news.
Oh, yeah. And then Fred came on.
That made national news that he said I played
like
a skunk.
And then Fred comes on and goes, and then now we're giving away a Jerome's furniture. And Alicia goes, that's right, Jerome's. And I'm like, am I the only person that caught that? Are we just going to act like that didn't happen? He was like, man, you guys are just stumped out there. And he goes, yeah, you're right. I was like a skunk. And I was like, if he didn't take the mic away from him, I smelled like a skunk's ass. I mean, it was like, wow.
I saw that on the Twitter. I was like, that's a weird way to describe your performance, that you played like a skunk.
I mean, that's,
sometimes skunks can kick some ass, man. They spray out all the place, freak people out.
Right out of that anal pouch.
That's right.
Yeah.
Dogs get all free, run home.
Yeah, it's bad.
That could work.
Don't play us off.
That's how that came up. I played like a skunk. Gone.
More on that later. Could be a new trend in broadcasting as PMS continues. Live for the BJs in Orange.
Ask confusing questions and take the answer.